Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Girls Tennis Squad, Danielle Stubbs, previewing their 2025 spring here. And Danielle, thanks for joining us. And just starting off, a great group of girls that returns some experience, but also features a lot of newcomers this year. If you could just tell us a little bit about that mix and how you've seen that kind of play out throughout the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We've got six returning players who are all have all moved up in the roster, so they're really stepping up, working on their game. They've been working in the off season, and great mentors and leaders for our four new varsity players.
And just looking at this team too, you kind of alluded to the four new varsity players, and just overall kind of looking at the team, I know there's a lot of underclassmen that are kind of stepping into some of those roles this year and just kind of learning the game of tennis. If you could just maybe tell us a little bit more about their growth from when you guys started just a handful of weeks ago into what has now been the first meet of the season, getting ready for the second one.
Yeah, we do. We have three freshmen on varsity this year. They're doing amazing. They've improved so much. All the girls have. But stepping in, you know, as a freshman and coming up and playing varsity, those are big shoes to fill. But they're doing an outstanding job.
And looking at the returners, too, a great mixture there of girls who spent time at the top of the lineup last year, some girls who are maybe deeper in the lineup that have moved up into roles this year. What have been some of the things that have kind of stood out to you in their progression from last season to this year as they've made that jump and made that transition?
Yeah, a couple of the girls were only playing doubles last year on our varsity squad, and they've moved up to the singles position and did really well in our first meet, and have been doing outstanding in practice and really, really getting the understanding the game, the singles game, as being different from the doubles game.
And looking at this team, too, we talk about some of those returners and some of the ones to kind of highlight there is you've got a Reagan DeVries who's been on the top of the lineup and Ava Breams and Addie Van Arendonk. And I'm sure there are others here that I'll let you kind of talk more about their progression as well. But just as maybe leaders within this team, being those returners, how have you kind of seen them grow into that role this year a little bit and just kind of take over some of the leadership responsibilities from some of the seniors that have graduated out of the program over the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, it's tough when you lose your one, which we lost. She graduated last year, so that makes it tough shoes to fill for Reagan DeVries at the one position. She's playing really, really well. Ava's bumped up too, and she's at our two position. Addie Van Arendonk is our three. Lexi Branderhorst is our four. So all four of them have bumped up one or more spots in the singles lineup. So it'll be tougher competition and tougher matches for them this year. But they're doing really, really well.
And as we talk about some of those newcomers as well, and they're just kind of grasping that role and kind of taking that, what's it been like to see them kind of just bond with those returners and try to follow the lead of those who kind of have a greater expectation of what the varsity game will bring in matches and see them develop based off of what their teammates are doing?
That's right. They do. They're watching and learning from the upperclassmen and the returning varsity players, and they're seeing what they're doing on the court, how they're hitting the ball, where they're placing the ball, and learning a lot of the fundamentals and skills, but also you know, the tactical part of the game too. So they are. They're learning from the returning players.
And again, we're talking to Danielle Stubbs, head coach of the Pella Christian Girls tennis team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. And we started off the season here on Eagle Lane with a pretty dominant 10-0 win there. Not very many games surrendered to the Big Reds here on Eagle Lane in that one. And just a great way to kind of open the season, get that confidence boosted for a squad that does feature newer players, as we were kind of talking about.
Yeah, that's right. They did. They played really well. Some nerves going into it for the first meet of the year, and did really, really well. Saw a lot of serving was great. A lot of good ground strokes and net play. All around, the girls did really well at our first meet.
And one of the things that's really encouraging about a meet like that, too, where you're able to open the season with a dominant win like that, is there's still going to be places that you can grow, especially when you're a team that is still kind of getting things started here early in the season. What are some of those things that you guys have been taking from that meet, working on in practices to just continue to grow your game so that you're better for matches down the road?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing we're trying to work on is patience. As the girls have moved up the line, moved up in the lineup, they're realizing that they're playing tougher competition and that the ball is going to come back more often to win some of these longer points. They need to be patient, keep the ball in play until they see the ball that they can attack. The singles court, doubles, being patient and really placing the ball well too. And they're working on all of these things in practice.
And one thing that's a little bit unique about this season is this is the final season in the spring. I know it won't impact the matches that get played this season, but as a coach, knowing that that change is coming and this season is a very unique one with being the last one in the spring, how does that kind of change your philosophy within coaching, trying to make sure the girls enjoy this, knowing that some may end up be playing volleyball next year, some may be coming back to the tennis court? How do you kind of approach this season, knowing that it is just kind of a unique situation?
Yeah, that's a good question. For the girls who would rather choose, you know, maybe play volleyball in the fall, and we've got a few who I think are looking to do that. It's understandable. Many have played volleyball for many, many years, so it's unfortunate that they'll have to choose between the two. But we're just taking one day at a time and enjoying the season while it's here.
That's a great perspective on that one. And kind of looking ahead, you've got Grinnell, Dallas Center, Grimes, Sadell, all coming up down the pipeline on the schedule here, as well as some tough matches in the Little Hockey Conference. What's kind of the thing you're looking for from the girls as you get into some of these matches that maybe will present a little bit more of a challenge than that first match of the season?
Yeah, they really tougher competition. The ball is going to come back more times. Patience is the biggest thing that we're working on, certainly in the singles court, keeping the ball in play. Don't get impatient and try and do too much with the ball, but knowing that we've got tougher competition coming up.
And overall, when you look at this season and kind of the goals, expectations that this team kind of has and kind of sets out and that you have for each of the girls, I know it's going to look a little bit different for each one, but as a team, kind of what are some of the things that you guys are hoping to accomplish this year so that when the season's over, you're looking back on it and it's like that was a great season and a great final spring season here on Eagle Lane of Girls Tennis?
Really, each one that we see improvement in their game, really fundamentally, technically and tactically, playing smart tennis, missing when we miss a shot, missing going for the right shot, and being patient. That's something we've really been stressing this season. Be patient and know that you're going to miss some shots, but come back and get the next one.
Coach, does appreciate your time as always. Best of luck throughout the rest of this tennis season. I'm looking forward to many more conversations about Pelly Christian girls tennis.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Danielle Stubbs, head coach of the Pelly Christian girls tennis team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.